We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 12:43. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Next week on Thursday, El Nora, the Guitar Festival, opens at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Illinois. This year's three-day-long festival, performers will offer audiences music with global flair. Here are a few of the words Krannert is using to describe the festival: bodacious, supersonic, a guitar pantheon. Bridget Lee Kalfas is one of the folks at Krannert working to organize the Guitar Festival, and she's with me in the studio to offer us a preview. And she'll share with us some excerpts of some recordings of a few of the artists who will perform next week. So to begin, we don't have a lot of time, and we want to get a lot in. This is the fourth festival. How did this begin?
Well, it really began with the friendship between our director, Mike Ross, and David Spellman, who's the founder of the New York Guitar Festival. They have been friends and colleagues for a number of years and began talking about what it would be like to bring a guitar festival with a really global perspective, as you mentioned, to Champaign-Urbana. And so it really evolved from those conversations, and we decided on a biennial festival to spare our staff a little bit. And as you said, this is the fourth one we're coming up on here next week.
Yeah. Well, when you came in the studio, I asked, when are you going to sleep? And you said, you know, maybe the following week.
Maybe after the 10th or 11th, we'll sleep for a few days and then start the marquee season.
So how many musicians are going to be performing this year? We've got so many.
There are a lot. I think we have 27 performances and events this year. And I'll mention over 15 of them are free. And we have about 100 musicians total, probably about 40% of those are guitarists.
Okay. Now, the guitar is part and parcel of so many kinds of music, classical, blues, rock, and so on. What will audiences hear this year at El Nora?
Well, they're definitely going to hear an interesting sample of world music. Certainly the opening night party is going to feature the sort of high-energy blues, sort of a reggae experience, a little bit of folk music. We do have several classical experiences with the Beijing Guitar Duo and Sharon Isbin, who I know we're going to hear something from in a moment. And then we also have some great jam bands, great jazz music from Cheryl Bailey Trio and Bill Frisell doing a world premiere piece with Bill Morrison. And then some really great folk music from people like Cindy Cashdollar and Rory Block, and some more experimental work from people like Adrian Ballou and a great young artist called Noveller.
And you mentioned Sharon Isbin, and we're going to hear something now from her. You want to set this up just very quickly, briefly?
Yes, this is a piece from a Joan Baez suite that Sharon did on her last album. She actually has a new album coming out this week, so it's wonderful timing to come and see her for her performance, which takes place at 3 o'clock in the Great Hall. It's the only performance in the Great Hall during this festival on the Saturday.
And that's Sharon Isbin. Now, before the festival actually kicks off, you're going to do a preview party, is that right?
Yeah, it's sort of a pre-festival jam. We're calling it Local Heroes Night. It takes place this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. This is a free event featuring the Delta Kings and some special guest artists. It's really a nice opportunity for us to touch base with our community and get geared up for the festival ahead. We've put together a really neat display of band names from over the last 50 years of local music scenes. And I encourage everyone, we have over 400 names, but I encourage you to come and add your favorite band to the list in case we might have missed them.
Okay. Now, the kickoff is September the 8th at 6 p.m. This is the big launch. What will it be like?
Well, you know, the opening night party seems to get a little bit bigger every year at the center, and it's certainly one of my favorite evenings of the entire season. We have a quadruple lineup to offer this year, featuring Toshi Regan and Big Lovely, Daniel Lenoir's Black Dub, Russ Barenberg Trio, and Vio Farka-Touré, the wonderful Malian bluesman. They'll be doing dueling stages in the lobby, and then Russ Barenberg Trio will be doing two sets in the outdoor amphitheater. If you've never been before, it is certainly a night when the entire building comes alive. The lobby is jam-packed with artists and audiences of all ages. We tent the outdoor area and have food vendors from the local community selling tasty temptations outside. And there are a lot of fun things available in the studio theater where we'll have guitar displays. NCSA will have their eDream group out there doing some 3D digital displays and lots of fun things for the family as well. And of course, you get all of that for $5.
Okay. So there are free events, there are affordable events, and there are opportunities for families. And before we run out of time, I want you to give us some information about where we can get more information and where we can find out about tickets and if they're required and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. You can get the full lineup at ElnoraGuitarFestival.com or at CranertCenter.com or by calling 217-333-6280. As I mentioned, about half of the events are free, and you do not need tickets for any of those performances. And then we have 9 ticketed performance events. We are in short supply on tickets on a couple of those. Don't hesitate to get on the waiting list if you can't get a ticket, because we're continuing to work from that waiting list to get people in.
Okay, very good. There, we have to wrap it up, but why don't we go out with Cindy Cashdollar?
Absolutely. Okay. She's a favorite. She's been in several festivals, and she's coming back this time to perform with Rory Block on the 10th at 5:45 in the lobby. Festival with a really global perspective, as you mentioned, to Champaign-Urbana. And so it really evolved from those conversations. And we decided on a biennial festival to spare our staff a little bit. And as you said, this is the fourth one we're coming up on here next week.
Yeah. Well, when you came in the studio, I asked, when are you going to sleep? And you said, you know, maybe the following week.
Maybe after the 10th, 10th or 11th. Sleep for a few days and then start the marquee season.
So how many musicians are going to be performing this year? We've got so many.
There are a lot. I think we have 27 performances and events this year. And I'll mention over 15 of them are free. And we have about 100 musicians total. Probably about 40% of those are guitarists.
Okay. Now, the guitar is part and parcel of so many kinds of music, classical, blues, rock, and so on. What will audiences hear this year at Elnora?
Well, they're definitely going to hear an interesting sample of world music. Certainly the opening night party is going to feature the sort of high energy blues, sort of a reggae experience, a little bit of folk music. We do have several classical experiences with the Beijing Guitar Duo and Sharon Isbin, who I know we're going to hear something from in a moment. And then we also have some great jam bands, great jazz music from Cheryl Bailey Trio and Bill Frisell doing a world premiere piece with Bill Morrison. And then some really great folk music from people like Cindy Cashdollar and Rory Block, and some more experimental work from people like Adrian Ballou and a great young artist called Noveller.
And you mentioned Sharon Isbin, and we're going to hear something now from her. You want to set this up just very quickly, briefly?
Yes, this is a piece from a Joan Baez suite that Sharon did on her last album. She actually has a new album coming out this week, so it's wonderful timing to come and see her for her performance, which takes place at 3 o'clock in the Great Hall. It's the only performance in the Great Hall during this festival on the Saturday. Thank you.
And that's Sharon Isbin. Now, before the festival actually kicks off, you're going to do a preview party, is that right?
Yeah, it's sort of a pre-festival jam. We're calling it Local Heroes Night. It takes place this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. This is a free event featuring the Delta Kings and some special guest artists. It's really a nice opportunity for us to touch base with our community and get geared up for the festival ahead. We've put together a really neat display of band names from over the last 50 years of local music scenes. And I encourage everyone, we have over 400 names, but I encourage you to come and add your favorite band to the list in case we might have missed them.
Okay. Now, the kickoff is September the 8th at 6 p.m. This is the big launch. What will it be like?
Well, you know, the opening night party seems to get a little bit bigger every year at the center, and it's certainly one of my favorite evenings of the entire season. We have a quadruple lineup to offer this year, featuring Toshi Regan and Big Lovely, Daniel Lenoir's Black Dub, Russ Berenberg Trio, and Vio Farka-Ture, the wonderful Malian bluesman. They'll be doing dueling stages in the lobby, and then Russ Berenberg Trio will be doing two sets in the outdoor amphitheater. If you've never been before, it is certainly a night when the entire building comes alive. The lobby is jam-packed with artists and audiences of all ages. We tent the outdoor area and have food vendors from the local community selling tasty temptations outside. And there are a lot of fun things available in the studio theater where we'll have guitar displays. NCSA will have their eDream group out there doing some 3D digital displays and lots of fun things for the family as well. And of course, you get all of that for $5.
Okay. So there are free events, there are affordable events, and there are opportunities for families. And before we run out of time, I want you to give us some information about where we can get more information and where we can find out about tickets and if they're required and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. You can get the full lineup at ElnoraGuitarFestival.com or at CranertCenter.com or by calling 217-333-6280. As I mentioned, about half of the events are free, and you do not need tickets for any of those performances. And then we have 9 ticketed performance events. We are in short supply on tickets on a couple of those. Don't hesitate to get on the waiting list if you can't get a ticket, because we're continuing to work from that waiting list to get people in.
Okay, very good. There, we have to wrap it up, but why don't we go out with Cindy Cash Dollar?
Absolutely. Okay. She's a favorite. She's been in several festivals, and she's coming back this time to perform with Rory Black on the 10th at 5:45 in the lobby.
In 2003, peaceful unarmed women took on warlords and